Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Tune in the Brazilian Hour every Saturday night at 11 on KSJE Farmington.
On this week's On the Media,
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now calling for an end to UNRWA.
What's the role of warring media narratives in the fight over Gaza's most important source of aid? I asked a U.S. senator.
I have looked at the U.S. intelligence on this, and let me just say that that claim has been totally overblown.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE Farmington. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community-owned and operated, here for you. KSJE is proud to support the Sassy Tortoise and Hare Run, benefiting Sexual Assault Services of Northwest New Mexico. The run is scheduled for Saturday, April 6, 2024 at 10 a.m. in downtown Farmington. Register for the 5K or 10K fun run or the 1 mile stroller roll online at runningguru.com. The Sassy Tortoise and Hare Run, Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m. KSJE is supported by the 28th Annual Durango Bluegrass Meltdown, April 19th, 20th, and 21st in Durango, Colorado. This year, the Meltdown features Missy Raines and Allegheny, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run, East Nash Grass, and Damn Tall Buildings. Tickets and passes are available at Animus Trading Company and online. Find out more at DurangoMeltdown.com. The 28th Annual Durango Bluegrass Meltdown, April 19th through the 21st. KSJE is proud to support the Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th in downtown Farmington, featuring the Julia Keefe Trio, Delbert Anderson Quartet, Indigene Femme, and more at 3 p.m. in Orchard Park Plaza. Headliners will also appear at a workshop from noon to 2 p.m. at the Inspired Moments Event Center. The event will also honor Native musician and bandleader Jacob C. Morgan with a special ceremony at 2:45 p.m. The Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th.
Good morning, Megan. Everybody.
Hi.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay.
I'm Megan.
Okay.
This is Scott, and this is Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Megan.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Megan.
We just came up with another name for a new show.
Good morning, Megan. Good morning, Megan.
There you go. Well, we knew it was going to be a day.
It started out.
And here it is. And I'm so glad it was you and not me.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
I mean, she got me right when she was like, oh, it's going to snow again.
Right.
Like, you're visibly actually angry that it's going to snow.
Well, you know, I think
it's
we all need some words with that stupid groundhog.
Snow on Tuesday. Well, so yesterday was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And I was at work all day. Late.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
You talk to someone about that.
Hey, does your office have a window?
No.
Oh, see, at least we're in the same
still? Really?
I don't feel as bad.
No window?
No window in my office.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I know how you feel. I know how you feel.
Yeah, we don't have windows here. But sorry.
Scott refuses to let me have one.
Mm-hmm.
To let you have one? To let you bust out a wall?
Yeah,
exactly.
Let me put a hole here, Micklin.
Right? There's the forecast, by the way, so Megan can sigh again. It's supposed to snow tonight.
50% chance, so that's pretty. That's probably going to happen. If it's 50%.
But it's only 33 degrees. So it's probably going to be more rain than snow.
Great. Yeah. Wintery mix.
You got to add in New Mexico math into there.
Right. And then again, you know, with it Monday night and it's Tuesday, it's 38 and 58, so that's going to be rain too. It won't stick, at least down here. Maybe in the mountains. So be careful.
Next weekend should be nice.
Next weekend looks nice, and look at the temps in the 70s by next weekend, and the lows are getting warmer, which is a nice sign of spring too. Almost near 50 degrees, everybody. Anyway, good morning, everyone. This is not the weather hour. This is the That's Interesting show, the show where we invite you to call in and share with us whatever is interesting going on in your world. I guess weather could be interesting and frustrations with spring and things like that. So we're already into the show, but I'll put up the phone number so you can join us, everyone, at 505-566-3909. That is the phone number to call, 505-566-3909. And I am here, of course, with our co-hosts, Megan Collip and Scott Duran.
Hello.
We're happy
grateful
to be here.
That they are here, too.
Grateful to be here.
Yes. So what's going on this week, you two?
Well, this is my first week not having my predecessor at work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we've been following the work beat closely.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
It's been really interesting. You know, it's one of those things where
The
training wheels are off. So, okay. Like, all of a sudden decisions are coming and there's no longer, like, collaboration. Now it's just like, oh, I'm supposed to make that.
You don't
choice.
Have her on speed dial?
I do if I have an emergency.
Okay. Because I'm sure she would help.
She would.
Yes. I know you're trying to...
I'm trying to just keep pedaling.
Yes.
So it's just weird being the one that has to make decisions.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah.
You understand that.
Sure.
Yeah.
A little. Yeah. You know, flip a coin. But no,
that's
you're right.
What I keep hearing in
you know,
the office.
It's new. Yeah. You know, anytime you have a new job or new responsibilities, I think that, you know, you're a little maybe nervous and unsure, but mm-hmm. I think you've certainly got a good background and head on your shoulders to do all this without the training wheels.
You're doing fine, kid. You're doing fine.
Yes.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Okay.
That's what's going on.
And I think you've got a staff and you've surrounded yourself with some pretty competent people.
They're very good staff.
Which is helpful.
They're a very good staff.
As I have too. What?
You said competent people and I was like, what? Me and you?
No, not staff here.
Oh, okay.
Staff at her other job.
That didn't add up.
That we're talking about.
That didn't add up.
Yes. But yes.
I can't even say Bethesda. I almost messed it up again. Anyways.
Okay.
Scott Duran, what's going on in your world?
Oh, not much. Just irritating Scott Micklin.
The two Scots.
Not irritating. It's not irritating.
He locked me out the other day. No, I'm just kidding. I locked him out the other day. I didn't do that.
Thanks. It's okay.
Our door. We have the new security system and stuff. And then if you don't remember to, like, unlock it, it stays locked. So then, you know, I have Scott coming in and slapping the handle and, like, what's going on?
Right. But that's all right. It's okay. Well, if the lights are on, then we think the door should be unlocked.
Yes.
If the lights are on, the door is locked, it's very confusing to me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. That's it.
But other than that, not much. Just preparing and trying to figure out for our trip.
Yeah.
Here in a week?
A little over a week.
Yeah.
We're going to be to the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wow.
And checking out some of the new things, new shiny things.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. And I always get some quirky little gift out of it, so
I'm
excited for that.
What was last year's?
The giant mug that said radio broadcaster,
was
last year's.
That was a good mug.
That was 2 years ago. We didn't go last year.
Oh, yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah.
We're trying to economize. Every other year.
Every other year. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
Well, that's about it.
Yeah. So, that's what's happening.
Nice.
That's it. Just watching the weather. Just trying to, you know, look at the yard going, oh, yeah, that needs some attention.
Yeah.
You know, that too.
It's a very, old man thing to say.
Right.
Just watching the weather, looking at the yard.
That's it. That's
telling
right.
the kids to stay out of it.
Hey, you kids.
There's a lot of front porch sitting.
Here's a rake.
Yeah. You're going to be on my lawn. Might as well rake it, kid.
Get to work. That's right. Anyway.
Well, I have an exciting thing to talk about.
Okay.
Yes,
sure.
So
this is based on, Richard Feynman, do you guys know who that is?
I do.
Okay, right. So physicist.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on the A-bomb, taught at Caltech University. And so at Caltech, they were having issues getting enough students to take physics classes because it was taught in such a boring way that none of the young, bright whippersnappers wanted to take it. So they brought in Feynman, who was already famous, and they asked him, can you teach Introduction to Physics? And he said, I'll teach it one time, but so take notes because I'm not doing it again, but I'll teach it one time for you. And so it packed the lecture hall.
Okay.
He comes in and he's like, okay, first lecture, the world is going to end. Everybody that is around now will no longer be. What is the one sentence that you would leave for the next race of creatures coming in?
Oh.
So what's the one sentence you would leave? And his sentence had, it was, I'm going to butcher it, but it basically was about how everything is made up of atoms, and these atoms are constantly moving and bumping up against each other. So he was trying to leave a sentence that was like, you know, giving clues into the physical world. Like, if you understand atoms, you can figure everything else out.
All right.
So it's like the key to figuring every other scientific discovery out is atoms.
Okay.
But, you know, my question is sort of what would it be like to interview other people? Like, what would a musician say? What would a artist say? What would a English professor say? What would a priest say? Like, so my sentence would
repent.
Have...
Repent?
Well, yeah, my sentence, I want something to do with, like, love, but then I feel like that's hard because love is something that you first experience, and then somebody's like, oh, that feeling, that's love, you know? But it's something that you have to, like, the word is meaningless if you haven't had the experience.
Right.
But, and let's just assume that they could speak English if they came in. That's
it's
another
a big leap, but okay.
That's another thing.
Well, eventually the language should evolve, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it started really happening. I mean, kids use slogans, lingo. Then
slang.
Yeah, slang. I was trying to combine both of them, but they use slang more than anything, right?
Yeah.
And it's been like that for years. So, I mean, the language does change compared to how English is now and compared to what old English used to be.
Right.
I mean, so, I don't know.
What would your sentence be?
I'm trying to think, and I feel like it's a cop-up because it's not even mine, but I've always liked the phrase, blessa, blessa, never stressa. That's a Hawaiian saying.
All right.
Which means,
awesome.
Blessed.
Never stress. That's perfect. You're just letting you guys know, try not to stress out too much out there.
You know, you're rebuilding a world, but you got this.
Blessa, blessa.
That's right. Blessa. Don't get stressed. It's okay.
What about you, Micklin?
I think I could do it in one word. Yeah.
Yep, I know exactly. I think I know.
What word?
Do you know?
Yeah,
I think so. Oh, really? Yeah. You think so? Yeah. No, you don't. Rosebud.
Oh, gosh.
Here, I thought it was, I guess
it's a sled.
The sled.
Citizen Kane's sled.
Enjoy your childhood.
That's very newsman of you to choose Citizen Kane.
Enjoy your childhood.
That's actually one of the, I was listening to a podcast about this, and one of the people interviewed said, I think he was an anthropologist, and he was basically like, look, people have always played music, they've always danced, they've always, had feasts and celebrations. And
right.
He's like, his was something to do with play or enjoy it, enjoy it, play, have fun, enjoy yourselves. And I was like, that's a really unique take on such a big, weighty thing. And
sure.
He's like, enjoy it. I was like, oh, I like that.
Well, it kind of makes me think about didn't we send a platter, like a gold platter, on a satellite out into space and with kind of a brief history of humanity?
Yes.
You know, and that seems like the same type of thing. Like, what do you send to another being, culture, to try to explain what we are, who we are?
Yes, we did do that.
All that
didn't
stuff.
Didn't we also send out like a Mozart cassette or something?
I think it had some music on it.
Yeah.
With this. But then I think a drawing of the human body and the proportions and some of those types of things, and just trying to explain it, not in English, obviously, because who knows what language but trying to be maybe more...
Pictures.
Yeah. And things. Hmm. So, but what would you send? How would you try to communicate with another being? There was another movie not too long ago that I thought was really interesting that they used musical notes, I think, to communicate back and forth with these aliens.
Is that Arrival?
Maybe.
Arrival.
I thought it
so
was
great,
really cool.
But, yeah.
About trying to communicate with these...
Yeah, something like that. I think it was something similar.
I'll have to look it up. But anyway,
So,
makes me think about that.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought experiment.
Right. So, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting, as we say on the show.
As we say.
I also thought you were probably going to say, good luck.
Oh, good luck. Yeah, well, that's another one. Not very inspiring, maybe. I don't know.
Good luck out there.
Good luck. We're out.
It could be rough.
Yeah.
Well, dang. But, that's an interesting one. That's kind of a, like a one you're going to sit there. Because I gave out my answer, but I kind of want to like think about it even more.
Right.
Then sure. I think I'm just going to become a perfectionist with it. No, that's not it.
What
Give
else
me
could
piece
it be?
Of paper.
What else could it be? So, but that's right. Cool.
No, oh, man.
Scott Duran, what do you have for us this week?
So this week I'm still on the New Mexico kick. So I actually found out about
Route 66. Get your kicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I know that song.
Okay.
Megan, do you know the state motto?
No, I don't.
Scott did. He knows the English version, but it is in Latin. And there it is. There he pulled it out for us. So this one has a long history. Back in 1851, we started taking over. Yeah, no, we started.
Well, that's not true because we've only been a state since 1912.
Yes,
come on.
But in 1851, we started taking over territories of New Mexico. And then we had created a seal in order to send paperwork about the progress and all this stuff and other things, right?
This is the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we had the original emblem, which you kind of see behind you, which is just the olive branch and the three arrows, very United States emblem, right? And then on the side, the ring, it said the Great Territory of New Mexico. So it wasn't anything crazy, you know, it was just saying that this is the territory of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then 1860... we had changed it. Another official came in and changed the seal again. And it actually is the seal that you see up there, which they changed and added the brown eagle, which is to represent the United States bald eagle protecting and shielding the golden or the brown eagle, which is the ideology of, like, Mexico is slowly giving away territory, like, giving it away to the United States. It's like the transition of, you know, becoming a state. With a different phrase saying, the state of, or not the state of, but the territory of New Mexico.
Right.
Took out the great. And then they don't know when exactly it came into play, but the phrase Christe Undo came in there, which is a Latin phrase, which translates to, it grows as it goes. And that's what the state motto became. In 1886 is when it became kind of like the official kind of state motto in a sense. And then eventually in 18...
Not a state, it was a territorial...
Territorials, yeah.
Motto, but just...
Territorial, yeah.
Okay.
But it was sitting in the legislature that it was going to be the state motto. And then 1912 is when it officially became the state motto. They finally signed off the papers, and it actually became a part of the United States as the official state. And then it changed to what you see now, which is just the outside ring, which is the great seal of the state of New Mexico, 1912.
Right.
With the same emblem that was once there, with the protection or the collaboration of the golden eagle, brown eagle, and also with the state motto, Crece Uno Mundo.
Interesting.
Grows as it goes.
Right.
But I sat there looking at it. I was like, that is one of the most New Mexico things I've ever heard. It grows as it goes.
Right.
Like, I've heard about this being called the place of the land of mañana, the land of tomorrow, because most people are like, yeah, we'll get it done tomorrow. Why do it?
That is one of the most annoying things about New Mexico. We'll get it done tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But, I mean, in that same concept.
In some aspects.
You know, when you listen to it, like, what other phrase kind of represents the people more than anything? Yeah, it grows as it goes. Like, no worry about it.
I mean, it could be both, right?
Yeah, which, I mean, it also means, like, it continues to...
That we are growing as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very true statement.
Sure.
But also just so New Mexico.
It's very just, yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
So, yeah, that was...
And the rest of the state seal, I mean, again, it is kind of an interesting, when you look really closely at it, you've got the two eagles, as you mentioned, and the one eagle is eating or biting a snake.
Uh-huh.
Do we know what's up with that? What does that mean?
So that's the general, still kind of the seal for, I don't think it's in the mouth anymore. I think in Mexico's seal, the snake is actually in the talon. And
okay.
They have, I don't think it's a, I think it's still a cactus, if I'm not, I haven't seen the seal of Mexico in a while, but I think it's a cactus or a plant.
Okay.
In the same hand. And that's kind of what it is this representation of Mexico.
Got
because,
it.
Again, New Mexico is once was owned by Mexico.
Yes, it
so,
was.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, it changed over time to, like, the general United States seal of the bald eagle holding the three arrows and an olive branch, right?
Yeah,
And then it changed to somebody adding in the
golden. Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah.
To the
it is very similar to
the seal of Mexico. So that's kind of cool, with our kind of roots, you know, in that country,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of inspiration.
I love Mexico. Sign up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I'm again, the idea was that it represented the idea of us shielding and taking over the territory, but also a collaboration with Mexico, right?
Right.
And then eventually this became, because it was part of the heritage, that it stayed.
Well.
And they changed it, obviously.
We're New Mexico, not Old Mexico.
Exactly.
So there you go. That's a nice distinction. Cool.
Yeah, like I said, they it seems like they only changed just certain parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, they just changed certain parts of the seal.
Right.
Until they kind of put the final one in 1912.
There you go. Cool. Yeah. What else did you learn about New Mexico?
Oh, so the other thing. 5 years afterwards,
yeah,
we came out with our state song.
Ah, yes.
Which Scott knows. What is it, Scott?
O Fair New Mexico, I believe it's called, right?
Wow.
Yes. O Fair New Mexico.
I don't know any of this. I'm bad.
So here's
if you haven't been here long enough, you know.
True.
You're still absorbing.
So here's what makes it, yeah. You're still becoming a Mexican.
Yes.
Slowly but surely.
It soon you'll goes be saying, as it grows.
Yeah,
it grows
right. Exactly.
That's right.
Megan. Take on the model. So the interesting fact about our state song, because it's like, oh, okay, somebody wrote a state song. Our state song was written by Elizabeth Grant, who is the actual blind daughter to the infamous... Oh, sorry, not Grant. Garrett. Sorry, Elizabeth Garrett. Sorry.
Garrett, okay.
Yes, who is the blind daughter to the infamous sheriff, Pat Garrett, the man who shot and killed Billy the Kid.
Oh, wow. That?
Yeah.
She wrote the song.
How about that?
She wrote the lyrics to the song. And, you know, it kind of became a thing. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until, which Megan will probably know this, until John Phillips Sousa came in.
Famous band leader.
Exactly. Some call him the godfather of marching bands, right? Because it kind of came in with the whole big orchestra.
Right.
I mean, we had marching music before.
Our fellow co-worker, Mick Hess, knows a lot about Sousa and Sousa marches and brass.
And he also helped create the Sousa phone.
Yes, right.
But
anyway, we digress.
So he ended up writing the music behind it, and then he gave it to the governor and the New Mexico people at the time.
Okay.
Which was like sometime after in the late 1917. And then eventually the governor went and signed that it became the song or the state song.
Official state song. Yeah.
Which is represents the people and the people and the land of New Mexico in it. But yeah, it was written by Pat Garrett's daughter.
Cool.
Elizabeth Garrett.
There you go.
She's the one who wrote the lyrics to it. O Fair New Mexico.
Very cool.
Very cool.
How about that? See?
Mm-hmm.
Looking up, you're right. I think Arrival is the film that I was thinking of. With the music, with the aliens, right?
Oh, yes,
you know,
yes.
With the communicating, you know, and that kind of a thing. And the other movie that I was reminded of as I was doing a little research over here was Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Classic. Oh.
The classic film with music.
Yes.
Communicating with aliens. Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know.
It's a good one.
Just some of those as well. So I just wanted to go back to that for a moment.
The giant thing of mashed potatoes.
That's right. Of the Devil's Tower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I haven't seen
that movie in forever.
Richard Dreyfuss, what a cutie. He was a cutie in his own little way.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. thanks for sharing.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
Female representative here today.
Glad to have that perspective. Appreciate it. Yes, of course. You bet. That's great. Well, very good. Well, I want to talk about the eclipse.
It's coming.
That's coming on Monday.
Monday, huh?
Monday, right?
I need to get some glasses.
And so, well, you should, yeah, because, you know, it'll be here before you know it. we are not in the totality. A bunch of the country is, though, which is amazing. In fact, area of upstate New York is where I grew up, and they are all going eclipse crazy because they are in the path of totality. Although if you're familiar with upstate New York in April, it's probably going to be cloudy and rainy during the eclipse. But, you know, it'll still get dark, you know. You can still tell you're in an eclipse because it's going to get dark.
It's going to get dark.
Yeah, because of the eclipse. But if you recall, last October, I think it was, we had a annular eclipse right across Farmington.
Yes.
We did,
was very clear. And so the graphic on the screen, this time we're supposed to get 60% of the coverage of the sun on Monday. So that's what's going to happen. And I used it, what?
No, good.
What do you got?
I was going to say, I like the fact that we call it a totality.
Totality, yeah, exactly. So, and there's a tool, I think NASA has a tool, that they are able to show you based on zip code of kind of what the sun will look like at various times as the moon passes in front of it, obviously calling the eclipse. So that's kind of what we're going to see if it ever starts. It's going there.
It's going.
It's at probably around 11:30 to noon. It's going to be right during the middle part of the day is when we will see it. But
oh, perfect.
It's not going to.
Because I hate those eclipses where they're like, it's at 6 in the morning.
Right.
Nobody's
yes.
going to get up at 6 in the morning.
Exactly.
For an eclipse.
But yeah, but that is the plan. As you can see on the screen, it says 65.4% is the amount of sun that will be covered during our here eclipse.
Wow.
I think the closest area you could go is maybe in Texas for totality to here. San Antonio, I think, is one of the places and some of those. And then it kind of goes up north and east from there.
Oh, we'll have to ask the Padre if he's watching the eclipse.
Yeah, should be able to. But anyway.
Padre.
There you go. Padre is in San Antonio, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Just double checking. So, but there you go. But I think a lot of folks are excited about it. I think there are other cultural significance to the eclipse with our Native American friends and cultures. And so I know Salmon College has offered for students that feel that they shouldn't be out in the eclipse, that they can get an excused absence. That's what I've offered to my students on that Monday from classes and staff members and things like that, because it's definitely very significant in some cultures and what you do during the eclipse and what you don't do during an eclipse. So that's what I found interesting this week.
I know. It was very nice of him to offer.
Yeah.
Monday. He was like, hey, you know what? Take the day off.
You going to take a day off?
No. Maybe.
He's not
How
sure.
How do the Latinos feel about eclipses?
Yeah.
It goes as it grows.
grows as it goes.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, we'll worry about it tomorrow, you know.
All right. Mañana. There you are. Okay. Fair enough. Well, I think we've come to the end of the show.
Yes, we have.
With that being said, you all.
We covered a lot of ground as usual.
As usual, we did. I know.
Yes.
And
Megan has a new outlook on her life.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
It grows as it goes.
Exactly.
It's powerful. Maybe that's the sentence you should leave the next human race.
It grows as it goes.
They'll be there, like, what? Okay.
True.
That's all they left us?
Yeah.
Figure it out. There you are. Before we go, though, I do want to remind our listeners and viewers about a ticket giveaway that we are doing. You can go to ksje.com/tickets, and we have tickets to Scrap Arts Music Performance coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, 4 p.m. It is a family-friendly show, Children of Metropolis. Did an interview with a member of that group yesterday, so you can look for that on Facebook and YouTube and learn more about what that performance is going to be. But you can register on that website for a chance to win a pair of tickets. That's how we do it. So you don't have to call, be the fifth caller or the 10th caller or whatever. Just go up, give us a name and a phone number, maybe an email address, and we'll do a drawing next week. And we'll let you know a couple days ahead of time if you've won a pair of tickets to come and see the show right here at Salmon College. So
there is
that. Yeah.
That looks fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Really cool, different musical instruments that they've all kind of designed. So they're like trumpets, but not really. They're like weirder looking trumpets and different sounding trumpets and things like that.
Any sousaphones?
Yeah, kind of. A little bit, maybe. So.
Children of Metropolis. That sounds intense.
I know, right?
Did you ever see Metropolis, that 1920s film?
I don't know.
Seminal work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I pulled a clip from that when we did the interview. Let me see if I still have it. Oh, I do. Look at that. Hold on.
Did you really?
Oh. Yes, I did.
I thought you meant in the movie.
No, this is from the group here from yesterday.
Let's get hold on.
That looks like...
That,
the
that
film.
Incredible. Yeah. Here, we'll listen for a minute. You think it's too dark, Megan?
For families, I don't know. I feel like kids would be like, ooh.
Stay tuned. Hold on.
Stay tuned.
Hold
on.
Now, they're performing this music, I think, as the film is playing, right? So
right.
You're hearing in the music. That's a metronome on top.
Yes, I was about to say, maybe we should see the metronome on top.
Big fancy city.
Yeah, very futuristic.
Metropolis, right?
It does look like the film, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. Here comes the, I think, it's coming. City of Wonders. But they have traffic problems.
The all-seeing eye is the metronome.
Yeah. Look at some of those funky instruments.
Cool, for the metronomes.
Get it? Anyway, there you are, everyone.
So, that's pretty cool. That's cool, yeah. I'm going to go.
Check it out. And,
I'm going to have to go to that. That looks like something I'll enjoy.
There you go. We will send you, if you'd like, some tickets.
Just
enter for a chance to win. That is the Scrap Arts Music, Children of Metropolis. And I have on good authority that I believe they are performing the next day at a certain hall in Albuquerque. And the price for tickets is not $10 to $25.
Well, I believe that.
It's a lot higher.
I believe that.
So, yeah. Rhymes with Hope Moy.
I have a whole horror story about Popejoy. I will not.
Oh,
I will not burden us with it.
Okay, maybe next time. All right,
but man.
Fair enough. Wow. Okay. Don't hold back, but please do.
The horrors.
Okay.
Don't hold that.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. Anywho, next week we'll be back. Megan and I.
Solutions from the street.
Scott Duran can just
chill out in the back.
Chill out.
Bring me some coffee.
Oh, not having coffee?
Jeepers.
Dang. She's already in boss mode.
Why don't you take him coffee? Anyway.
That's true.
But we'll be back next week with Solutions from the Street. That is our other program on Fridays where we talk about a different solution to a local challenge or an issue. If you have an idea of a potential topic.
Okay, see, it's not just me today.
For the show, you can email us.
At ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. And we would love to hear your ideas.
Exactly. So let us know what you think.
I like that.
Might be a good possible topic for the show. But we are here the second and fourth Fridays with that show, Solutions from the Street. The first, third, and fifth Fridays of the month, we are here with That's Interesting. And so that's where we are this week. It's the first Friday of April.
It's the first Friday of April.
Can you believe it?
Incredible.
Incredible.
Wow.
Exactly.
Which means the weather's getting nicer, so I'm happy as a clam.
Well,
even though
it's snow, but okay.
Snow.
Yeah. Well, here we are, full circle. We're back to talking about the weather.
Yeah.
Who's the old man now?
I can't get over the weather. I am like an old man.
One of my favorite pastimes is just kind of sitting outside on my front porch and just watching things go by.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of old man.
Okay.
Speaking of old man.
Old man Micklin. Okay. Fair enough. Tomorrow. Megan
Radio
is back.
Free. Radio Free Saturday morning, your eclectic music mix, 9 to 11 a.m. And what I do is I take a theme and I structure songs around that theme, and there's no rules on genre or mood or tempo or decade or any of that. It's just kind of whatever I think sounds interesting gets thrown into the mix.
And fits the theme.
It fits the theme, and I cannot remember the theme for tomorrow.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be a surprise.
Got it.
Surprise.
Okay.
So
I can't think of it.
April showers.
Turn on your radio when you get up, and you know, while you're cooking breakfast or cleaning the house or doing whatever you do Saturday mornings, or just, I have a friend who just drinks coffee in a recliner and listens to the whole show in its entirety.
Wow.
I gave him a t-shirt.
Right. There you go. He's a fan. Okay.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. He's probably spilled coffee on the first one, so probably needs another one.
Yes.
So there you go. Well, good. Thank you for listening.
Super fan.
And there you go. Wow, I wish I had 2 hours to do that on a Saturday, just to listen to your show.
Yeah.
I do, but I do other stuff while I'm listening.
Right.
Yeah.
I usually clean the house. I have it on in the background.
How's that possible? You're here doing the show.
That's true.
That's impossible. Scott Duran will be here with his show tomorrow as well. 11 o'clock.
What's your theme tomorrow, Scott?
So yes, I'll be coming in and doing my show right after Megan's The World Beat show. We're going to be continuing on with Mancio Pena. We're going to do the second to last album. I'm kind of working backwards. I like the latest album the most because it had a wide range of what they sound like. And then I'm going to do the second to last album.
Okay.
And what country are they from again?
They are from Colombia.
Nice.
Cool.
Which I'm giving some fun facts about the singer and on her life and how this because she also sings in French.
Oh,
they
wow.
Do, they do a couple songs in French.
Okay.
Like the French jazz type style. You know what I mean? The cafe jazz type thing. So, yeah, I'm going to do the second one of that and then give out some more fun facts about the band. And there
love
we go.
Fun facts. Love fun facts. Okay. So, that's 3 hours of almost nonstop music tomorrow morning.
Four.
Yes.
Because right after mine is Paul Ingles.
Is the music showcase. That's true.
I think he's doing a whole thing on.
Okay.
But somebody. Family Stones, I think.
The who?
The
Rolling Stones?
No.
Okay.
I can't remember who it is, but it's okay. Something Stones.
All right. Well, he focuses on a group too, or a musician, yeah. or somebody, and does some interviews and music, mostly music.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all part of our Saturday morning lineup, and you can watch the schedule. Go to our website, of course, ksje.com, and see what we have planned on Saturday. It's a nice mix of music.
Yes.
So there you go, and information too, because we have On the Media in the morning at 7 a.m. and.
The
science show right before Megan show.
Yep, mm-hmm. The science show
tries
is
to explain the mysteries of Megan Call Up.
Science show is very fun.
And then it goes into Megan.
Yeah.
So there you are. Okay. Well, in the meantime, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. We are out of time, but we have to get out of here because Mick has his chopping at the bit to get here in the studio. So we're going to get out of here. But we will see you all next time on our That's Interesting show. And Megan and I will see you next Friday right here with Solutions from the Street. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the spring-ish weather. And we'll see you next time here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work, Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/Four Corners. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.